This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Mike Burgess, a Republican representing the Lone Star State's 26th Congressional District. Congressman Burgess is also a longtime practicing physician, and we want to get his thoughts on the latest development in the healthcare debate. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure enough, Greg. I'm grateful to be with you.
Well, let's start on the procedural side before we get into some of the policy questions that have come up in recent days. Well, one of the things we're hearing about right now is the possibility of the House approving the Senate bill without a direct vote on it, but rather a vote on the supposedly forthcoming reconciliation package to provide some fixes. What's your reaction? What's the reaction inside the conference on that possibility today?
Doesn't that sound a little tortured to you? If this were a good idea, would there not be a straighter line to draw between two points? This underscores how preposterous this whole thing is. 3 out of 4 Americans oppose what the Congress is trying to do in health care. The Democrats do not have popular support. The president does not have popular support. Their guys don't want to vote for it, let alone any Republicans. And that's why they're having so much trouble. Correct. What they can do is get the House to pass the Senate bill. Unfortunately, their members don't want to do that because there are too many things both on the far right and the far left that they don't like in the Senate bill. So they're left with trying to do this rather complicated technical corrections to the Senate bill, but it's hard to do a corrections bill to a bill that hasn't been passed. So it just becomes very, very convoluted. And, you know, honestly, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what the procedure is. The American people see through this. If it was a good idea, they'd be able to have an up-and-down vote that everyone could understand, and there wouldn't be so many double negatives and dependent clauses and conjunctives. We would just be able to pass it. But they can't, and that's why you see this rather difficult process laid out ahead of us, so the Democrats can vote for the bill without voting for the bill.
Congressman, let me follow up on this issue in 2 quick questions before we move on. Number one, is it basically the right of the majority to pass any rule they can get passed, or are there certain parameters which they're not supposed to go beyond here?
Well, in the House, I mean, it really is strictly a majority rules institution, so correct. They do make the rules. They own a supermajority on the House Rules Committee. It's a 9-to-4 ratio. It's the Speaker selects all of the Democrats that are on the committee, so they are all her direct appointees. So it is a majority rules institution, and yes, can they make self-executing rules of that nature? And the answer is yes, they can.
Congressman, some might say that while the process is definitely convoluted, if they go down this path, there still has to be an up or down vote on the House floor to adopt the rule that would prevent members from having to directly vote on the health care bill. So some say that could be a de facto vote on the bill itself.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And again, that people will see through the camouflage that they're trying to cloak around this very difficult policy that they want to get through.
Congressman, you've heard the president talk in 2 different town hall forums this week, one in Pennsylvania, one yesterday evening in St. Louis, and the president is talking about a number of different things. First of all, the urgency of this. He says we can't put it off. The Republicans put it off while they were in control, and now it's time to do this. We can't wait another year, another 5 years. What do you make of the urgency argument?
Well, first off, it's wrong to say that the Republicans didn't do anything when they were in charge. I mean, there have been some significant health care policy pieces of legislation that passed under the 12 years that the Republicans were in control of the House, starting with the state children's health insurance program back in the mid-90s, HIPAA, which is not a great legislative triumph, but nevertheless, that passed under the Republicans in the House. The good news there is that a new policy or a new product called a medical savings account came into being with that legislation, and then it was vastly improved in 2003 with the development of health savings accounts. The Medicare prescription drug benefit was passed in 2003 and then came into being in 2006. So there have been a variety of things that have passed under Republican leadership. When I came to Congress, quite frankly, the prescription drugs for seniors was one of the pressing issues that that faced Congress, and Democratic Congresses had failed to do that. Democratic presidents had failed to do that, and it was something that a Republican Congress and a Republican president were able to get done, and it preserved competition and free market principles so that it didn't explode the cost. The 94% of seniors have credible drug coverage. 92% of them are satisfied or very satisfied with the program. So for a new federal program, I'd say that's a measure of success. Contrast that with what we're trying to do with again this public option thing that we're running through right now. where you completely take market control out of the system, and it's anybody's guess what this thing costs at the out years, but just looking at it at its face value, 10 years of taxes and 6 years of benefits doesn't sound like a great idea. 30 million more patients in the system with no new providers in the system, it's hard to see how you're going to get better quality with not playing up by those kinds of rules.
Congressman, what are you hearing from your constituents in particular? You represent a relatively conservative district, so I'm guessing the majority agrees with your intention to vote against this plan, but what are you hearing about this plan more than anything else? Is there one aspect of this that seems to be driving voter passion?
The fact that it is so big and so confusing, people want some things done. They want some improvements in insurance reform and in the healthcare system and medical liability, but they don't want us to take on this big a package because they're worried about what may be hidden inside of it. And I think that's with good reason. My district is interestingly enough mixed. It's both Republicans and Democrats. Some polling that I did in the district earlier. Now, the Democrats in my district, 58% oppose a greater government control or government presence in health care. So that's a pretty significant number of my Democrats. Republicans, obviously, that number goes significantly higher. So it's pretty safe to say that within my district, even though people may not agree with me politically, they're pretty much in line with what I'm doing on the policy on this bill.
Congressman Burgess, I know that you're not privy to too many of the internal Democratic negotiations, but we keep hearing that either that they have the votes to pass this or that they will very, very soon. Others say if they had the votes, they'd be voting right now, and they certainly wouldn't be looking for the rule change we talked about before if this was going to be necessary. What are you hearing about where the vote stands right now, if anything?
Well, the correct statement was your second one. If they had the votes, it would be on the floor right now. They wouldn't give it another minute to mature. They'd take that vote right away. They don't have the votes, and how far away are they? The fact that we're going home this week without them bringing the bill to the floor, I think, is a pretty good indication they're not close. My personal feeling is that if they get it within 10, if they get it down to single digits, that the vote comes to the floor, and then they try to directly pressure people once the vote is up and the clock is running. Certainly both sides will do that on difficult pieces of legislation. So my suspicion is that they are more than 10 votes away, that they're in the double digits on the undecideds or no votes on this. And, you know, this is an important point. This is why it is so important. And I know your audience is pretty vast, whether people agree with me or not. Call your member of Congress. Call their district office. Call their Washington office. Look it up online if you don't know who your member is. But call your member of Congress and let them know how you feel about this. Again, whether you agree or disagree with the things I've been saying, it is important for everyone to weigh in on this. And since it is an evolving process, don't be shy about weighing in several times a week.
And with a critical number of members still undecided, that constituent input certainly could make a big difference. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with your audience.
Texas Congressman Michael Burgess, also a practicing physician. For more information on this debate, check out his website at healthcaucus.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.